Dr. Jen, let's talk about opportunities tomorrow at the Shopko Clinic for walk-in appointments.
Yeah, we are finally getting enough vaccine to really be able to open the doors, and no questions asked, no ID needed, just everyone walk on in, and we have enough vaccine to handle the masses, so we're hoping the masses come out.
And that's really the goal here. We want to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. And I saw in the news, too, the Wisconsin Center Vaccine Clinic is going to be closing at the end of May. That's really what the business is here. We eventually want to be able to get to the point where everybody gets the vaccination. We get the herd immunity that we need. Where are our numbers right now as far as Kenosha County goes, Dr. Jen?
Well, we are between 40% and 50% of Kenosha County's eligible population that has had at least one dose. And you can look at all of our numbers. We update them every day on the Kenosha County COVID website. But, you know, really, there are other communities that are farther ahead than us. And we want to make sure that, you know, all the people that are still hesitant at this point, that they're coming in, because we're not going to be able to end this silly pandemic until we get, you know, more people vaccinated.
What do you tell people who are hesitant about getting the vaccine? Because there's always going to be a percentage of people who aren't going to want to get that, going to question the ingredients, that kind of thing. I think we're seeing more and more acceptability of it, but there's always going to be a percentage of folks who just say, to this thing. What do you tell those folks?
Well, and really, yeah, there's even with regular vaccines, there's a percentage that just will never get it. And those are not the people we're focused on, because we know that certain people just will not change their minds. But it is all the people that are vaccine hesitant is what we call them. And we're spending enormous amounts of time doing small education groups and talking to people. And really, once they talk to a public health expert and can get their questions answered, people are feeling much more confident and comfortable. It's when they're listening to all the myths and rumors and things on, you know, social media that they get fearful or scared. The biggest comment we're hearing right now is just, I don't want to feel sick. I don't want to feel sick from it. And first of all, not everybody gets sick from their second dose. It's the body's way of building up immunity. It's, you know, some people who are feeling malaise, it only lasts for about 24 hours after the second dose. And it's, you know, the body's way of working to build up immunity to COVID-19. So one day of malaise is much less than a potential long-term, you know, illness or hospitalization or even death. So, but again, not everybody gets sick after their second dose.
Dr. Jen, I want you to talk about the people, because we don't hear enough about the people who are working at these clinics, who are volunteering their time. This is a tremendous effort on everybody's part to get this done.
Yes, and, you know, from the very beginning, our county executive said, you know, resources, we want to make sure what we need to have these clinics running. And so really, it's been an entire county workforce effort, many, many volunteers. So we have many of our directors who have been volunteering almost every day at these clinics. Staff from every division, every department have been volunteering to work at these clinics. And, you know, it took some time to get people trained up. And then all of the, you know, operating under an incident command system, reporting to a person who's not normally your boss, and really just putting in the hours and the time. It's been amazing. And I will say that our clinic has more customer service than any other clinic I have visited. The energy is high. Everybody is friendly and happy. And you know, Kenosha County just has the most amazing team, the most amazing staff. And the health department couldn't be more proud to have everybody else chipping in and helping us out in this endeavor.
So anyone 16 or over who lives, works, or studies in Kenosha County tomorrow at the former Shopko store, 9 till 3, walk-in appointments available. It's easy. Get it done. If you've been hesitant, please get that done. Get your shot tomorrow. She is Kenosha County Health Officer Dr. Jen Fryhead. Dr. Jen, thanks for your time this morning. Have a great weekend, okay?
Hey, thank you. You too, and I hope to see everybody out there tomorrow.